People gather around a long table holding ingredients for taco salad. SDSU's Carlos Wells says these teachers are conducting a science experiment that they're going to eat.
For example, the tomato folks are comparing with a processed canned salsa. Is that a physical change? Is it a chemical change? Is it a desirable change? Is it something we can change back? And so every one of the ingredients has potential for being a science experiment and that the children could learn from.
Wells says the group also applied physics to kitchen tools. A knife is a wedge, and a salad spinner is a wheel and axle that creates centrifugal force. Another SDSU educator is Amanda Bachman, who specializes in pesticide education and urban entomology. More simply, she studies backyard bugs. Bachman says homeowners can create an oasis for pollinators by providing a variety of floral resources for them.
That will mean that, you know, they'll be foraging in your yard and getting what they need from your yard. Also making sure that you have nesting sites and overwintering sites. Because these bees, depending on the species, either spend the winter in the ground or in a hollow stem, or they provision a nest, and like that nest is what survives over the winter and then hatches out.
Bachman says studying their own backyards is a good way for kids to learn scientific method and how to collect data. Teachers can use math in food sciences, and SDSU's Chris Dorovsev offers ways to make that happen. She says when kids conduct experiments, they'll learn data collection and statistics.
Another example would be doing a recipe out of the garden where they utilize fractions. They could maybe have a recipe for 10 people and say, we're going to do a larger quantity and have to convert all those ingredients to larger numbers.
Storovsev says the Rapid City class included participants from other towns, such as Lemon and Lake Andes. She says SDSU Extension will continue to assist educators to start or maintain gardens. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.